until later. The answers and the reply, the questions and the replies have vanished. But in later times, the questions asked of the diviner and the replies were inscribed on the shoulder blades. The point of all this description is to show that in nearly every respect, the institutions and economic practices of the Longshanoid societies foreshadowed the much more complex Shang civilization, which appeared in northern China before 2000 BC. But Longshanoid cultures were not alone. They were a regional tradition, one of many such traditions that developed in China before civilization appeared. We've emphasized them here simply because these traditions are the best known and because the archaeology of northern China has been investigated more intensively than that of the south. Chinese civilization, then, had its own distinctive cultural roots. Do we know anything from historical records about the very first Chinese states? Chinese historians of the Han Dynasty, which flourished from 206 BC to AD 220, which we describe in Lecture 29, traced the main elements of early Chinese history, the major events. They came up with a scheme, a sequence of three major dynasties in the north: Hia, Shang, and Shu. And eventually, these three dynasties, after many vicissitudes, led to the accession of the first emperor of a unified China, Qin Shi Huangdui, in BC 256. Now, traditional Chinese history begins with three shadowy mythological ancestors. The first is Fu Hui, the common ancestor. Then there was Shen Nong, the first planter of crops, and Shu Rong, the inventor of fire. Then five equally mythical rulers follow before the beginnings of Chinese history proper, with the Xia, the first of the three historical dynasties. Now, all of this clearly is well-established oral tradition, which was set down by the Han historians maybe earlier. One is reminded of ancient Egyptian myth, which had these long dynasties of pharaohs going back in a long line to the very first pharaoh. And before then, there were divine pharaohs, lords of the spirits, linear, orderly dynasties. But one thing one has to realize, that these linear dynasties bear no resemblance whatsoever to historical reality. No question there was a Hia dynasty. No question there was a Shang dynasty. But the linear nature of this really disguises an extraordinarily complex political situation where different states of a small scale vied with each other, just like they did in Mesopotamia. The settlements were different, the setup was different, but the notion of competition and constant maneuvering for power is very familiar. Now, we know almost nothing about the Hia, except that a study of place names associates this particular dynasty with the Henan province in the middle valley of the Huangwo River in northern China. We also know one other esoteric piece of information, that during the reign of the fourth Hia king in 1876 BC, there was a solar eclipse. From the archaeological point of view, both Hia and the later Shang dynasty belong in a single archaeological culture known as Shang civilization. The term Shang, being interchangeable for the purposes of this lecture and indeed the archaeological literature, between the archaeological culture and the historical dynasty.